I bought a collection of some of the latest fake Beyblades. From remakes that don't exist to rare releases for a single dollar, today we're exploring the wacky world of fake Beyblade. Beyblade has now existed for over 25 years, and in that quarter century period, we've experienced four distinct generations and hundreds of unique Beyblades. The success of this series has catapulted the Beyblade brand into being one of the highest grossing media franchises of all time, with nearly $5 billion in revenue. With this major success comes a whole suite of copycats hoping to chop into Beyblade's profits. And when I say copycats, I don't mean competing brands like Infinity Nato. What I actually mean are the factories that reproduce Takara Tomy Beyblades without Takara Tomy's permission. While fakes have always existed in the community, with brands like TT Hongli and Rapidity, they seem to be more prevalent than ever. What was once a weird-looking listing on eBay, or Beyblade action figures from your local flea market, is now easily available on Amazon with Amazon Prime. Many of these fake sets show up with a lot of bays for a decent price and pay Amazon to be a sponsored post. Just type in Beyblade X on Amazon and you won't have to scroll very far before hitting one of these sponsored listings. So I wanted to put some of these fakes to the test to see just how similar they are to the real thing, how rough the quality is, and how to avoid them in the future. If you want some real bays, go and check out sponsor of the channel, Mall of Toys. Mall of Toys is one of the best places out there for building your Beyblade collections. With a massive library and pre-orders for the latest releases like Pegasus Blast and Cerberus Flame. So go and check them out, link in the description down below, and make sure to use code ILLANOOK to get 5% off. Our first fake Beyblade order came to a total of $16 for 5 bays. I placed the order on May 30th, and it got here just over 2 weeks later. The first bays I got were the initial wave of CX releases. And these bays only came out a couple of months ago from Takara Tomy, and the Hasbro versions barely exist as of right now. The first bay is Dran Brave, and visually, it doesn't look that bad. Most of the negativity here is tactile, the way it actually feels in hand. The plastic is slick, slightly off color and brittle, and the metal is gritty. It may look the part, but I highly doubt this metal is the same alloy that Takara Tomy uses. While we're talking about the metal, we need to talk about lead. Over the last several years, I've made a couple of videos talking about fake Beyblades with a major emphasis on lead testing. During the Burst generation, a big report from the Minnesota Department of Health notified consumers of potentially harmful levels of lead and cadmium found in fake Beyblade products. Several content creators put their fakes to the test, and testing confirmed the worrying suspicion. Now, I do want to say that not all fakes are the same, not all brands are the same, and not all testing is the same. None of this video is meant to be a recommendation either. Do not buy fake Beyblades. The health issue is only one aspect of that statement, but we'll see more later. Back to Dran Brave, we see another issue with fakes, and that's the problem with accuracy. My Dran Brave looked like it came with Vortex, but it's actually Cyclone, but it's actually neither. It's some weird hybrid of both, but it's basically Cyclone. The weight accuracy is an issue too. My standard Dran Brave was pushing 38 grams, and
oh my goodness!
The fake is 40 grams. Fake Beyblades aren't quality checked to nearly the same degree as official releases, so part problems and weight inaccuracy like this are part of the experience. Next is Wizard Ark, and this one is off. Hopefully the camera can show the difference, but Ark is basically orange. The metal part is just as gritty as Brave, maybe even more so. And look at this lock chip. What is wrong with the wizard's eye? Why is it so smudged? The other parts are okay. The ratchet is missing some sculpted text, but the bit is scary good. Honestly, they should be almost perfect because it's a bit. The easiest part of the Beyblade to get right, so the fact it's almost one-to-one with the real thing is scary, but unsurprising. Finally, we have Dark Perseus, and this one, like Ark, is noticeably fake. The color is a bit darker, and the chip, once again, has some completely wrong colors. I don't know if their printer wasn't calibrated properly, but it's easy to tell. And they also all have the CX number on them, which is a dead giveaway. It's shocking that these factories can reproduce Takara Tomy design so quickly after release. But what may be even more shocking is that they can also make unique bays based off of Takara Tomy's template. The next fake Beyblade product we have was $5.62, but with shipping it was just over 16 bucks. The parcel was completely destroyed in the mail, and this puncture went through the package and scratched the Bay's box. Luckily, everything was intact, nothing was broken, and what we have is a Plastic Generation CX remake set. We have all four of the Cardinal Directions from the early 2000s, brought not only into the X system, but the new CX system. Takara Tomy has been remaking Beyblades in Beyblade X like Dragoon and Dranzer S, but these are GT Bays, releases I don't think Takara Tomy will ever bring back. The box has pictures of their connected characters and bit beasts, and are all of these official images? Because Drigger kinda looks like he hates Mondays. Diving into the mangled package, we have two launchers included, and we may have just been better off without them. We get a blue winder launcher, and this feels hollow. I could probably break this with one hand if I squeezed it. They also gave us a tiny little proto launcher, which has the three prongs we need for Beyblade X, but this entire launcher shape is from Beyblade Burst, so that's weird. The first Beyblade we have is Dracile G, and it looks pretty good. The color is solid, and the stickers seem to be pretty decent quality, and the parts are actually new, and made the set way more interesting. I had no idea that some of the components are newish designs, and not just your basic TT copies. For example, Dracile has a 460, but the spokes are way sharper. And Dranzer comes with a 160 that's more armored. The other two are just basic. Next up is Drigger G. The needle and 360 ratchet aren't anything special, but the blade looks pretty good. Albeit a bit too dark and the decals are fuzzy. Dranzer GT is probably my least favorite one of the group. It feels a lot lighter and the blue plastic looks wrong. It's supposed to be a sparkly glitter paint, but it's just a bit too flat. The ball bit is also a higher burst resistance bit. It and Needle from Drigger both have a thicker, higher burst resistance stem, and please do not give Tomy any ideas. The last one is Dragoon GT, which is one of my favorite bays ever made, and they did a pretty good job here. I said earlier that these were CX Beyblades, and that's mostly true because of the CX chip, but that's not fully the case. All of these remakes use the CX templates, but alter it to allow for replaceable metal weight discs like the original Plastic Generation. All of the weight discs are the same, but the changes they made to the main and assist blades are substantial. And besides some small issues,